one aspect of Irish music that, until Riverdance anyway, was often forgotten. And it's that music here was about getting people up dancing. So before leaving Limerick, I went to a famous music pub and I caught up with the legendary accordion player, Seamus Begley.
It was the only instrument in my part of the country that could be heard over the thud-thud of the dancing. There was nearly an accordion or a box in every house. I started off playing for dancers at probably the age of 10 years of age. I used to play for the American wakes, as they call them. Neighbours would be going off to America and I used to get free lemonade for the night. If there was nobody dancing, I was told, put it away. You're only making noise. The older I get, the shorter the tunes seem to get. Because I'm out of breath. But I remember having to play for Cayley's for 4 hours, non-stop, and didn't seem to bother me at all. You know, if you put a bit of madness into the music, you get response to it. Like the night we were in Manchester, and there was a bottle of whiskey on the stage. We thought it was for us, but it was for the raffle. So we opened the bottle. Raffle prize.